It was 1970. I remember it well. Apollo 13, our next trip to the moon. There have always been a couple of things that I remember about that trip. It was a trip in which an explosion led to a disaster, in which all of the world prayed for their return. One of the things I remember occurred as the result of an interview with the commander, Jim Lovell. In this interview, which was a live interview but later used in the movie, Jim was asked if he had ever been afraid while flying in an aircraft. He went on to say that there had been times in which there had been flameouts and an engine had been lost, but that they always seemed to work out. And then he went on to say that there was a time when he was flying a Blanche over the Sea of Japan. He had been shot up. His plane was greatly damaged, and his lights were out. The lights on the carrier upon which he had to land were also out due to these conditions. His personal radar signal was gone. His homing beacon was out due to the use of the frequency on land. He said he looked down, and all he saw was a really dark ocean. He was considering ditching when he flipped on his map light, and then it happened. The airplane shook, and all of his lights inside the plane went dark. It was then, in the darkness, that he became amazed. He looked down into the ocean and saw a phosphorescent trail. It was the algae stirred up by the propellers of a large ship. It was his path home. All he had to do was follow it to take him home. His exact words were, "You never know what events are going to transpire to get you home." As Christians, we're very fortunate. We know what events have transpired to get us home, and we know that we can rely upon them. All that we must do is fight the good fight and keep the faith to the end. And then for us, there will be a great treasure. I'm Robbie Owens, and that's my humble opinion.